This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The Sounds of Summer concert series returns to the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers for a second year. The series provides a performance venue for both emerging and established Southwest Florida artists across a broad spectrum of music genres and styles. This bi-weekly series starts tomorrow evening and runs through August 24th. Later this hour, we'll meet the headliner of tomorrow's kickoff concert, Kate Scales. Her debut EP, titled Ready For Me, was just released in April. She'll treat us to a live in-studio performance of her music, along with fellow Southwest Florida musician, music producer, engineer, guitar player, and self-described lifelong tone aficionado, Caleb Neff. But first, we're joined in studio by Naples singer-songwriter and guitarist Emma Arnold, who will also be featured in tomorrow's Sounds of Summer concert event. At just 17 years old, this award-winning musician is already making a name for herself on the Southwest Florida music scene with her soulful voice and original songs. She performs prolifically throughout the Southwest Florida region, including venues such as Pointy Bell Brewing Company, Whiskey Park, and at South Street City Oven and Grill. This year, she was also featured at the Cornerstone Strawberry and Music Festival in Naples and at Art Walks the Runway, also at the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center. And if you're lucky, you might also catch her busking during the monthly Music Walk events in downtown Fort Myers. And we're stoked to have her live in studio today to perform. Emma Arnold, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as always, listeners can join the conversation and connect with our guest with your comments and questions. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Emma, I've heard you play everything from, you know, your original compositions to, you know, covers of Adam Levine tunes to songs that seem to have kind of a bit of a country edge to them, too. And I'm wondering how you would characterize your music and the styles and genres that you tend to gravitate towards.
Well, I consider myself mainly indie pop is what I try to write.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, I mean, when I was first playing guitar and when I got inspired to learn how to get into music, I was listening to Bryan Adams and Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm.
And my inspirations right now are probably Ingrid Michaelson and Colby Calais and everyone that's not really known that well, but they really just do their own thing. And
sure, sure.
I'm really inspired by that.
Well, and Hall & Oates, I mean, there seems to be a little bit of a generational divide there.
Yeah.
I mean, have you always kind of, you know, explored, you know, music that was maybe popular from a different era?
Yeah. Well, I mainly just started listening to them because when I was younger, that's all I had downloaded on my little iPod Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
When I was young. But I do love old music. I mean, music nowadays, a lot of it's really hard to find, like, lyrics and meaningful tunes and stuff. So I also really try to go back in time and look at all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your early introductions as far as, you know, appreciating and then performing music. I mean, do you come from a particularly musical family or are you kind of a standout in that area?
Well, my mom, she's pretty musical. She taught me piano also when I was younger. She can sing and she did music performances with church when she was younger. My grandma's also pretty musical, but my dad, his whole family, they can't do anything with music.
Okay.
Although he would probably pretend that I did get it from him.
Okay. So piano was your first instrument, actually.
Yes.
Okay. When did you decide to pick up a guitar?
I think I was 10 when I finally convinced my parents to get me into guitar lessons.
All right. Well, let's get right into it and hear our first song from Emma Arnold. Tell us what you're going to play and maybe tell us a little bit about the song by way of introduction.
All right. This song I'm going to play for you guys first. It's called Free. It's a newer song that I've written, actually, and it's one of my favorites. I'm really, really proud of it. I actually had the tune, the melody for the chorus for like 2 years, and then I just couldn't come up with anything, and I didn't want to rush it. So I just recently I came up with some good verse lines, and it kind of worked out. So
all right.
It's about a girl that feels stuck in a relationship. So I hope you guys like it.
Babe, I think it's getting colder in here, but the weather hasn't changed. It's just the tension in the room, and it's hard to breathe everything I say, it never seems to be enough. It's like you're waiting for me to break it off. And hey, I think it's getting colder in here, but the weather hasn't changed. It's just the tension in the room, and it's hard to breathe. Everything I say, it never seems to be enough. It's like you're waiting. I think there's something I could change to make it better, but I don't even care now, so pull the trigger. You're secretly saying goodbye, and every time I smell you try to make me cry, and I'm feeling like, oh, I wanna be free, I wanna be free. And I'm not in denial, I haven't seen stop shining, it's time we turn the page. All of our memories down the drain. And I wanna be free. I wanna be free. You're secretly saying goodbye, and every time I smile you try to make me cry, and I'm feeling like, oh, I wanna be free, I wanna be free. Oh, breathe, my head's deep under the water. Can't breathe, I am slowly sinking under. And I gotta get out, baby, set me free. And I gotta get out, baby, set me free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free.
Wow, soulful and haunting. Thank you so much for that. We were just hearing Naples singer-songwriter Emma Arnold performing her song Free. It's one of her fresh new original compositions. And she's joining us live in studio today ahead of her concert tomorrow night, kicking off the Sounds of Summer concert series. That's going to be at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center in downtown Fort Myers. Of course, listeners are invited to connect with us by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Emma, in the past, I know you've performed with, you know, this award-winning duo as Ursa Major. Is that still a project you're pursuing, or are you mostly, you know, playing solo these days?
Well, mostly I'm just playing solo these days. You know, me and Claire, the bassist, that was part of that duo, we won a Battle of the Bands in Fort Myers, and one of the prizes we won was a recording session with some of our music. And I think that both for both of us, it really kind of showed us where what direction we want to go in with our music. Mm-hmm. And I know Claire right now, she's working really hard to get into Berklee Music School.
Wow.
So we still want to play together whenever we can, but we both just kind of have different ideas on what we want to do. She's really focusing on more of the classical stuff. But I know that I think she also is playing with some other people at South Street that she has more of like a instrumental kind of rock type of sound. So I know she's experimenting with that. But I'd love for her to play with me whenever we can.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about, you know, down the road for you? Do you see yourself joining or forming a band?
Yes, I'd love to. It's hard to find kids my age that are into the same things that I am that take it, you know, just as seriously as I do, I guess,
right.
In a way. Right now, I hope to go to Belmont University in Nashville. They have a great songwriting program. Right now I'm just kind of focusing on playing around Southwest Florida solo, writing music, and then hopefully next year I'll get into Belmont and see where that takes me.
Right. And, you know, for only being 17 years old, you know, you've accomplished a lot musically. And while, you know, your youth is undoubtedly an asset, I wonder if it can be a challenge for you as well. And by that, I mean, you know, you're often performing at places like bars and breweries, you know, which are great venues for live music, but it's not exactly the most accessible spot for, say, 16 or 17-year-old
exactly.
peers, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I'd say probably 75% of my friends are over the age of, like, 25.
Yeah.
Because of music, but it's just, and it's also hard for me to, I mean, a lot of the gigs I try to get downtown Fort Myers, you have to be 18.
Yeah.
It's a bar atmosphere and it's late at night, and so it's hard, but, you know, I make it work.
Yeah. And you just completed your junior year of high school, is that
yes.
right? Okay. And do you bring your musical talents into your education? Like, are you part of any kind of school bands, or is this mostly something you do kind of aside from that?
Yeah, well, I was in choir for a while, but it's just not who I am. It's not as free reign as I would like. I do the little talent shows at my school and stuff. But this summer, actually, for volunteer hours for school, I'm volunteering at Vitas Healthcare, and I'm going to be playing music therapy for their hospice patients that are terminally ill. So that'll be really rewarding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I've done that before through like art therapy programs for people with Alzheimer's. And
yeah.
You're going to find it really rewarding. I can
just
tell
amazing.
You that. What about, what do your parents think about, I guess, your long-term plans? Because, I mean, pursuing music professionally can be really rewarding, but it can be a tough road.
Yeah. You know, they are so supportive in everything I do, and they always try to give me the best opportunities I can have. But, you know, they know that they'd be happy and I'd be happy if it didn't end up working out the way I wanted it to. And I've always had a second plan B of inventing my own coffee shop / bookstore / music store one day. So they're
okay.
like, whatever you decide to do, as long as it incorporates music, because they know that that's really my passion.
All right. Well, either way, I'm going to continue to enjoy whatever you're doing, whether that's drinking coffee and using all your Wi-Fi or hearing you
yeah.
perform. Well, let's go ahead and hear a second song. Again, tell us what you're going to play and maybe tell us a little bit about it.
All right, this song I'm going to play for you guys, it's called the Valentine's Day song. And I was in a little relationship for a while, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Valentine's Day, and I don't have a present for him. What am I going to do? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a musician. I can just write him a song. So I wish I could have came up with a better title for it, but it's a really cute song, and so I hope you guys like it. For you.
what's on my mind. I'm out of head, I'm losing my mind. I'm thinking about you all the time. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. I'm just saying that I'm in love with you. It's true. You melt me down, you pick me up. And I don't ever think I could love someone so much. And I'm out of my head, I'm losing my mind. I'm thinking about you all the time. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. I'm just saying that I'm in love with you. It's true.
And that was Valentine's Day song performed by its composer, Emma Arnold. She's a Southwest Florida-based singer-songwriter. She's going to be kicking off the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center's second annual Sounds of Summer concert series with a performance tomorrow night. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Emma, let's talk a little bit about songwriting. Do you have like a methodology for how you approach creating a new original song? Like, tell me about your process.
Well, I try to. Oftentimes, I usually just come up with a melody in my head, and then the lyrics actually are the hardest part for me. I can come up with melodies really, really easily, and then it's just finding the lyrics that fit it. And like I said earlier, sometimes I'll come up with a melody, and I can't use it for 2 years because I can't think of anything to go with it.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes it'll just something will happen and something will click, and it just comes that way.
Interesting. So the music and then the lyrics are a bit tougher.
Yeah.
Well, you know, aside from practicing and performing, do you make it a point to set aside time specifically for songwriting, or is it more like something like when the inspiration strikes, you jump?
Yeah, definitely when the inspiration strikes. Sometimes we'll be in the car driving somewhere and I'll just think of a melody and I have to grab my phone and record it real quick. Or sometimes we'll be at like my brother's basketball game and I'll think of something, or I have to go outside and record it. And
yeah. How do you know when you've got a good song?
That's a good question. I think sometimes a lot of my songs, I'll write them and I'll think it's really good for like a week, and then I'll listen to it over again and I'll be like, oh, I could have done better. But I think that's kind of all songwriting is, you write so many songs, you just have hundreds of them and only maybe a few of them are actually really good. And I think that's, I don't know, you can always go back and tweak them to make sure if you want them to be better. And I also ask my parents, too. My parents' opinion means a lot to me.
I think all artists are their own worst critics.
Definitely.
Well, and, you know, whether they be fellow local musicians or, you know, big name established artists, who are some of the musicians that inspire you?
Other than really established artists?
Oh, either or.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Frankie Colt. She's performs down here in Southwest Florida. I'm sure you've had her on the show before. She's amazing.
Yeah. In interest of full disclosure, Frankie Colt is who actually first introduced us.
Yeah, so. That's true. But big name, like on the radio, I guess, I don't know. Like I said, Ingrid Michaelson, Colby Calais, older bands like Hall & Oates and Bryan Adams. I remember when I was younger, the Spirit movies, the horse movies, mm-hmm. He played on that whole movie, and I had that on my little iPod shuffle, his whole soundtrack. And I remember having a guitar and I didn't know how to play it yet, and I just remember sitting in my room like pretending I could play to his songs. But yeah, I find a lot of inspiration from all these different artists on the radio I hear nowadays. So,
all right, well, let's go ahead and hear another song.
All right. This song is, it's a little more moodier.
Okay.
It's called House of Cards. And it was probably just me being sad and depressed like normal 17-year-olds. So I hope you guys like it.
Of my mistakes again, addictive purse. I now let eat, baby. I'm a moth down to the light, baby. I'm a arsonist to fire. And my life is like a house of cards, you pull one out and the whole thing. And now I have to restart. And all my puzzle pieces have been lost again. The couch cushions and the people are looking around, saying, well, hell, this ain't the lost and found. And all my secrets are drifting away. Of paper couldn't convince them to stay. And my life is like a house of cards, you pull one out and the whole thing falls apart. And now I have to restart. Struck the match and now the whole thing has burned down in flames. And now me and my house of cards are lying. Me and my house of cards are the ones to blame.
Beautiful. That was Emma Arnold performing live in studio before she kicks off the Sounds of Summer concert series tomorrow night. That's at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. We just heard her song House of Cards. And I invite listeners to join the conversation. Connect with us by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Emma, in the past, I know you've taken your performances on the road, you know, well outside the Southwest Florida area. Last fall, you performed at the Durango Songwriters Expo in Denver. Tell me about that trip and that experience.
That's such an amazing experience. I went one time before when I was maybe 10 years old, around the time where I started writing music, and it was just an amazing experience. I'm surrounded by kids my age and other people that are into the same things that I am. And then I moved. I originally lived in Colorado, and then we moved here to Florida, and I didn't take a break necessarily, but it was hard for me to get back into writing music. I was mainly just performing covers around everywhere. But then a couple years ago, I started getting back into writing my own music, and I was like, why not go again and, you know, see what happens? And it was an amazing experience. You're in a room of a group of panelists. They're producers in, like, Nashville and professional songwriters, and they critique your music, and they give you advice. And some people even get, like, lucky and picked up by some producers, and it's just an amazing experience. There's a lot of co-writing that goes on.
Cool.
You learn that's what kind of is in right now, like what you, if you're writing commercial music, what they would want. So yeah, it's just an amazing experience. I left feeling like so inspired every single time. So
wow. And if I remember correctly, you've also taken your music to Nashville, where you
yeah.
hope to go to school.
Last summer, I believe, we visited Nashville, and I just played a couple open mics up there. Also, once again, so amazing and inspiring, just surrounded by so many great artists. And then we also did tour the Belmont campus, which is also made me really, really looking forward to hopefully getting in and going there.
Excellent, excellent. And did you record when you were in Nashville too?
No, unfortunately, I wish. Yeah.
Yeah, and you had brought that up earlier about you know winning that contest as Ursa Major. Tell me about that experience in the recording studio.
Well, that was awesome. I was in a recording studio one other time before, but never with another person like Claire. It was an amazing experience for both of us to. It's nice to be able to play a song and then pick through it and go back to choose what you like and what you dislike. And you can hear if you should change a certain pitch that you sing and just the craftsmanship of putting it all together. I didn't realize how, I mean, it's hard work.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And, you know, if folks wanted to hear more of your music, is there somewhere they can go online now or do we have to be lucky enough to catch a performance?
Well, yes, I do have a website. I'm not a huge social media person, which I know is kind of unfortunate for this era. But I do have a website. It's emmasarnold.com. And it has all my upcoming shows that you can see me live. The one I know closest to today, besides tomorrow at the Sydney Burns and Davis Art Center, is in June at the Fort Myers Music Walk. So I hope to see people there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, before we say goodbye, can we hear one more song?
Yes, of course. This song, well, you know, I try to write. It's hard to write for experiences that I haven't had yet.
Right.
I had a little crush on a boy that lived in Colorado where I'm originally from, and this is so lame of me, and I would be absolutely mortified if he ever heard this song and knew it was about him, but whatever. It's called 1969 Miles. So I hope you guys like it.
Sometimes I wonder what you're doing, and if you ever wonder about me too. And I think of all the times when my heart was utterly obsessed with you. And I know things have changed since the good old days. Clueless, we didn't know a thing about our lives. Tell me why, tell me why. You still make me feel a million different ways when you're nearly a million miles away. And if you ever heard this song, would you tell me I'm pathetic? Tell me that I have to move on. Would you tell me to forget it? But you're the ghost in my heart, always there when we're apart. And I wouldn't even know where to start. And you're 1,969 miles away, but no one's ever made a mistake.
And we've been listening to Naples singer-songwriter Emma Arnold. She'll be kicking off the first event of this year's Sounds of Summer concert series at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers tomorrow night. Emma Arnold, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're taking a quick break, but when we return, Southwest Florida rock and blues musician Kate Scales will be in the guest chair, along with fellow musician, producer, and engineer Caleb Neff. Kate and her new band are going to be the headliners at tomorrow night's Sounds of Summer concert, again at the Sydney and Byrne. Her first EP, Ready For Me, dropped in April, and we'll get to hear her perform live in studio. I'm John Davis, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live from WGCU